a risky combination. The young person's brain and the lure of viral challenges.
Love them or hate them, viral challenges have been all over social media in recent years. These online dares are often harmless fun. Take the ice bucket challenge, which involved people throwing buckets of ice water over their heads in the name of charity. Some viral challenges, however, are less innocuous. The laundry pod challenge encouraged participants to eat, yes, eat, a capsule of laundry detergent. This landed dozens of people in the emergency room. In another challenge, people imitated events in the popular film Bird Box by doing everyday activities blindfolded. Predictably, this resulted in injuries and at least one auto accident. In the wake of these incidents, social media companies decided that they had a responsibility to keep users from harm and ban dangerous challenges. However, the popularity of these challenges begs the question, what made them so alluring in the first place? The answer could be human nature, or, in particular, young human nature. Viral challenge participants are usually between 13 and 25 years old. This is no surprise. The key component of these videos is often risk, and some evidence suggests that young brains are predisposed to taking risks. Various neuroscientific studies have found that teens and young adults may be hardwired to make poor judgment calls. This trait simply reflects their stage of cognitive development. The prefrontal cortex of the brain plays an important role in the inhibition of risk-taking behavior. This area analyzes potential risk and gives the all-clear to proceed with an action. However, the prefrontal cortex does not fully develop until the age of 25, meaning that young people do not have the same capacity as adults when it comes to analyzing risk. Furthermore, research suggests that most young people have a reward-seeking brain. That is, they are more sensitive to the rewards associated with a goal or challenge than adults are. The bragging rights, the kudos, and the likes that can be gained for completing such daredevil antics seem to outweigh the dangers for many young people. Of all the benefits of social media, the chance of social recognition is seen as particularly attractive. Beyond the science, there may be other elements involved in making viral challenges popular. One is a fear of missing out on the latest trends. Many young people are constantly connected to social media. Disconnecting can cause anxiety and a feeling that they might miss something important. Some studies report that this social anxiety is one of the main causes of social media addiction among young people. Their constant online presence means more exposure to viral challenges and perhaps a stronger desire to participate. Whether the main factor compelling young people to take part in these challenges is social or cognitive, findings suggest that it is inherent. They have a built-in tendency towards risk-taking, and risky viral challenges merely add fuel to the fire.